Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 55, which is a psalm of David. We're going to read it twice, first in the New International Version and for the second time in the King James Version. So join with me as we read together Psalm 55 in the NIV. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me and I am distraught because of what my enemy is saying, because of the threats of the wicked, for they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, "Oh, that I had the wings of a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and storm. Lord, confuse the wicked, confound their words, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls, malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were rising against me, I could hide. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship at the house of God as we walked about among the worshippers. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the realm of the dead, for evil finds lodging among them. As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned from of old, who does not change, he will hear them and humble them, because they have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. But you, O God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of decay. The bloodthirsty and deceitful will not live out half their days. But as for me, I trust in you." And now we read the same psalm again, but from the King James Version. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore, pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Lo, then I would wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. So this is Psalm 55, and it seems that David is in a bad way. He talks about the fear of death, fearfulness and trembling and horror has fallen upon him, that he is overwhelmed. But what's changed? You might remember Psalm 23, which said, even if I walk in the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So why suddenly is David fearful in this psalm? He's so fearful, he wishes he was a bird, that he could just fly away from his problems. Sometimes maybe we felt this way. We're so overwhelmed, we just want to get away. We want to run away. We wish we were like a bird and we could just fly to the next place. Well, David says, if it was just an enemy, he would have been fine. But it seems that someone close to David is now going against him. Someone who he describes as his equal, his guide, his acquaintance. Someone who he worshipped the Lord with. And now they've turned against him. And when someone who was our friend seems to go against us, it really hurts. It hurts more than just a random person on the internet saying something mean to us. But when it's someone who knows us and someone that we've shared time with, it's really hard. And David is in that place where someone that he once knew is now against him. So what does he do? Well, he calls to God. He trusts that God will save him in this situation. He doesn't stop talking to God evening, in the morning, at noon. All day he cries to God. And God delivers his soul in peace. Interesting that it's his soul that is delivered in peace. All of this turmoil and fear, God saves him from that. Not only does he save him internally, but he also knows that God saves him from his enemy. David has this description at the end about people whose words are smoother than butter, but war is in their heart. And I think we see this on a global scale, politicians who speak very kindly and they use all of these complicated and political words, and it seems like they're trying to make peace, but actually war is in their hearts. And this clearly isn't something which is good. David recognizes this as something which is contradictory. We need to make sure that when we speak, we let our yes be yes and our no be no, that we're clear when we talk. But we also need to be on our guard to see this in other people. These verses also remind me of Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 13 and 14. God is, he's giving a rebuke. And he says, prophets and priests alike all practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious. Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace. We need to make sure that we speak truth, that we don't deceive others by the way we speak or by how we speak. And we need to be wise in what's going on around us. So what is David's prayer and encouragement? Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Cast your cares upon the Lord. Cast your worries onto him, and trust that he will sustain us. He will give us what we need, even when our close friends turn against us. This has been Psalm 55 of Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you. And goodbye.